in a daydream, rolling down the road. You might be watching that lonesome moon sailing up above. You might be telling a story. You might be singing a song. But when you see that Clifton sign, you got to start paying attention. To the right of the road for the Nag Creek campground, then you'll know that you're getting close. When you pass that Browns Meat Hill Road, look down at your dial. You're gonna be taking an unmarked road now when it hits the mouth. Coming up close to the crest of the hill, look down at your right. At the end of two sets of guardrails, that road will come into sight. When that little road comes too wide, take the right-hand side. You're gonna be looking for a yellow house where the old cars parked in the drive. Sitting at the bottom of a meadow on a little rise. And if you see Snark Curly, would you tell him I said hi? You might be lost in a daydream, rolling down the road. You might be watching that lonesome moon sailing up above. You might be holding your baby's hand or squeezing on his knee. But if you see Snark Curly, would you give him my love, please?
Let's all call up AT&T and protest to the President March. Can't you see him smirking and smiling? 'Cause he's got us all digit dialing. So let's all call up AT&T and protest to the President March. So protest, do your best. Let us show him that we march in unity.
If he won't
change the rules,
change the rules.
Let's take our business to another phone company.
Let's all call up AT&T and protest to the President March.
Let us wake him up in his slumber. Get a pencil, I'll give you his number. It's 318-5273-0874-29
dash 511-4906-740852
hyphen
114-6205-79-03.
And now that you're on the right road, don't forget his area code, which is 518-247-905-94. Where are the days of Auld Lang Syne?
Butterfield 8, Miles and 9.
Let's keep those beautiful names alive.
Crestview 6, Gramercy 5.
Get ready to fight before it's too late.
Temple 2, Murray Hill 8.
Let's let them know that this means war.
Gettysburg 3, Gunford 4.
Hooray!
The telephone subscribers will erect a triumphal arch. For the let's all call up AT&T and protest to the president.
That's Howard Sherman. Ask your grandma to tell you about her grandma and how those numbers used to be dialed. Buffalo Gals Band and Route 30 before Alan Sherman. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services available everywhere, including smart speakers and slbradio.org/radio.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, the music that I hear low. I miss thee the more you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but that's just what I want you to do. Don't you know? Can say that you're leading me on, but that's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. Ooh, oh, oh. Should I wander through this wonderland alone now? Never knowing my right foot from the left, my head from my glove band.
Brand new from Don Rigby, Misty, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Did you hear about the moth that was found in Bellevue, Washington? Pretty incredible. This is a moth with an 8-inch wingspan. Actually, 10 inches. A 10-inch wingspan, which is the largest moth found in the United States, according to the Washington State Department of Agriculture. It's called the Atlas moth. It's one of the world's largest. A University of Washington professor spotted it in Bellevue, a suburb of Seattle. I'll put a picture of this up on our Facebook page. The managing entomologist for the state agricultural department is Stephen Spickiger. And he said, this is a gee whiz type of insect. Even if you aren't on the lookout for insects, it's the type that makes you get your phone out and start photographing. And that's what Washington agricultural officials were excited about. Typically a tropical moth. We're not sure it could survive out here, but apparently it does. And so they're doing some research on it. The Atlas moth, 10 inches, its wingspan. Picture your hand, maybe brought up in size just a little bit. Really an incredible looking insect.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
Coming up, a new song by Kathy Mattea. Now it's time for our crossword puzzle, The Air. We're looking for a nine-letter word this morning. Nine letters. The third letter is S, and the eighth letter is N. The third letter is S, as in snore, and the eighth letter is N, as in nudge. The clue is supple, supple. Nine letters altogether, third letter S, eighth letter S. N 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLBRADIO. Good luck.
I believe that every heart is kind. Some are just a little underused. Hatred is a symptom of the times. Lost in these uneducated blues. I just want to love you while I can. All these other thoughts have me confused. I don't need to try and understand. Maybe I'll get up, turn off the news. Turn off the news and build a garden. Just my neighborhood and me. We might feel a bit less hearted. We might feel a bit more free. Turn off the news and raise the kids. Give them something to believe in. Teach them how to be good people. Give them hope that they can. Turn off the news and build a garden with me. Trust builds trust. Don't you wanna be happy? vines and build a garden, just my neighborhood and me. We might feel a bit less hardened, we might feel a bit more free. Turn off the news and raise the kids, give them something to believe in. Teach them how to be good people, give them hope they can see. Turn off the news and build a garden with me. Turn off the news and build a garden. With me. Something I would say, that what brings us together here has blessed us all today. Love has made a circle that holds us all inside, where strangers are as family and loneliness can't hide. You must give yourself to love, if love is what you're after. Open up your heart to tears and laughter, and give yourself to love, give yourself to love. Walk these mountains in the rain, I've learned to love the wind. Been up before the sunrise to watch the day begin. I always knew I'd find you, though I never did know how. But like sunshine on a cloudy day, stand before me now. So give yourself to love, if love is what you're after. Open up your heart to tears and laughter, and give yourself to love, give yourself to love. Born in fire, it's planted like a seed. Love can't give you everything, but it gives you what you need. Love comes when you are ready, love comes when you're afraid. It'll be your greatest teacher, the best friend you have made. So give yourself to love, love is what you're after. Open up your heart to tears and laughter, give yourself to love, give yourself to love,
give yourself. Give yourself to love.
two songs from Cappy Mattea. Give Yourself to Love, Kate Wolf's masterpiece. Preceded by Turn Off the News, Build a Garden, relatively new. The clue is supple, S-U-P-P-L-E. The word supple is the clue to our crossword puzzle of the air here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we're looking for a nine-letter word that answers that clue. The third letter is S, the eighth letter is N, and the last letter is T. Good luck. If you have had trouble getting through this morning at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234, we just shook some cobwebs out of the phone system and verified it's working. Our apologies if your call was going straight to a recorded message. Tommy in Virginia just got the correct answer, and Mary Beth got it too by way of Tommy in Pleasant Hills. Well done, Mary Beth. Thank you for being with us. And Tommy, thanks for checking in. And I'll give you the clue one more time, in case you need to hear it again. The clue is supple, S-U-P-P-L-E. We're looking for a nine-letter word. The third letter is S, the eighth letter is N. The last letter is T. And we'll tell you that the second letter is E. So we have blank, E-S, blank, 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 N-T. Answering the clue, supple, 412-200-5975 412-200-5975 Jay in Washington just got it. Well done, Jay. So not too many correct answers yet. Tommy has it. And Mary Beth, as mentioned before, also has the correct answer. And Jay has it. We'll leave it open up for you for just another moment or two. 412-200-5975. Jennifer just got it listening with Victor in Las Vegas. And did you get it? We were looking for the word resilient. Resilient. R-E-S-I-L-I-E-N-T. Resilient. Supple is one synonym for resilient. Resilient, we were looking for. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with the correct answer. And another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 15 minutes.
There's a new guy making waffles today at the Waffle House. It's Sunday morning and busy as it can be. I take the last available seat at the counter, where the new guy's stationed right in front of me. All four of his machines are overflowing with batter. It's oozing down the cabinet to the floor. It's 2 inches deep, he can hardly keep his footing. Three waitresses are waiting for waffles. If he can't make them, they can't serve them. Shouldn't us diners take a closer look at him? 5'5", barely 17, legs tangled up in dirty apron strings, really bad skin, two broken teeth, arms like sticks poking out of his sleeves, a chef's hat teetering on his big ears. He's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back the tears, and this trial by fire. The boy who mans the waffle iron. A waffle's ready, so he lifts the lid. He can't ease the waffle out, so he grabs a fork. He stabs at the waffle, it breaks into little pieces. He digs them out and flicks them on the floor. A young waitress can't resist, she tries to help him, but the man charge of eggs throws her a look. She backs away. I guess the egg man is the owner, or the father of this awkward would-be cook of waffles. If he can't make them, they can't serve them. We're all thinking that this job's too much for him. 5'5", barely 17, legs tangled up in dirty apron strings, really bad skin, two broken teeth, arms like sticks poking out of his sleeves, a chef's hat teetering on his big ears, he's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back for tears. Ain't it time to fire the boy who mans the waffle iron? Everyone is hungry. Then suddenly he puts a waffle on an egg-filled plate. His ragged smile would take your breath away. He spins around to show the waffle to that waitress, but like a frisbee it sails right off the plate and flies into the face of the Eggman, who catches it and looks down at the kid. He holds up the waffle for all of us to see. Then he smiles and says, "Do you see what my boy did? Waffles, my boy can make 'em, we can serve 'em. And I always knew he had the gift in him. 5'5", barely 17, legs tangled up in dirty apron strings, really bad skin, two broken teeth, arms like sticks poking out of his sleeves, a chef's hat teetering on his big ears. He's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back the tears, but there'll be no firing. And we're all admiring, and he's all inspiring. The boy who mans the waffle iron.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's Tracy Newman and the Reinforcements. And Waffle Boy, the name of the song. Congratulations again if you came up with Resilient, our crossword puzzle of the air. Thanks to the Mac Miller Fund of the Pittsburgh Foundation, SLB is honored to have received a generous grant from the Mac Miller Fund of the Pittsburgh Foundation in support of our work with youth expression, established by the family of the acclaimed musician following his death in 2018. The fund's mission is to carry on his artistic and creative legacy, primarily by supporting programs that help youth from underserved communities recognize their full potential. It's an honor to help carry his work forward. Our solar concert series has gone so quickly, and the very last concert is this Thursday, for this year, August 25th at 12:15, Devilish Mary, the solar edition, joins us. We'll be at Nova Plays starting at 12:15, and we hope to see you there. We've scheduled 4 open houses so you can see our expanded facilities, including our new Youth Media Center. The first is Tuesday, September 20th. From 4 until 7 o'clock, hands-on tours and fun in our Youth Media Center. And then Saturday, September 24th, from 11 to 2. You can attend the live SLB broadcast and also tour our facilities. More to come in October as well, and we'll continue to keep you posted about these upcoming days. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at 515-605-9542. Tune in Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio.
wall. Sometimes it would fade and sometimes it was all I saw. That ghost a knocking at the door with a sickle in his hand. Who's that little girl who didn't understand? He'll never break your spirit. Cause I will be the one who's standing firm and strong. And I will be the one who writes whatever kind of song I want. And when you treat somebody just exactly as you please, you'd better know it won't be me, it won't be me.
Gino Furtado Project. And Gina just can't seem to record a bad record, can she? They all sound great. That one's called It Won't Be Me. John and Marjorie are in Harrisville, and John and Marjorie, I neglected to give you credit for coming up with the crossword puzzle of the air. Thank you for playing along, and I'm glad you came up with the correct answer. Our haiku puzzle is moments away.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Nice to have you with us, no matter where you are today. We missed you last week. Not to dwell on it, but I concocted pneumonia right after our program 2 weeks ago. About an hour or two after getting off the air, my temperature shot up, would not go down, and about 24 hours or so later, we headed to the ER. It wasn't COVID. We had a test that was negative that we did at home. The ER did another one, too, just to be sure. But after a lot of diagnostic work, they concluded pneumonia. And all of this to say, if you're not feeling well, get checked out. I would probably still not be very well if I had not spent the time in the emergency room getting diagnosed I'm feeling a lot better. I've been resting up pretty much all the week before last and most of last week, and I'm glad we're able to be here together today. Rest assured, I'm taking it a little slowly, even this morning. If you're not feeling well, here's hoping you'll be feeling better soon. Here is this morning's high clue, Ricky, given my altered state. You did audit this for me, right? Yes, it's all there. Did you get 17 too? Here it is. This morning's high clue. With a tender heart, it's Castroville's claim to fame. With leaves, you can eat. With a tender heart, it's Castroville's claim to fame. With leaves, you can eat. Castroville is a city in Monterey, California. With a tender heart, it's Castroville's claim to fame. With leaves, you can eat. Can you solve our high clue? 412-200-5975. Good luck. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Phones will actually come through straight to our studios. A Saturday Light Brigade charge comes your way if you can solve this morning's high clue. Good luck.
I've been a gambler, I've been a rambler, I've been called a low-down roustabout, been a convict man down in Sugar Land, and I know what a chain gang's all about. Been a cotton picker to a city slicker, from East Texas to New York town. Been to Hollywood doing all I could to spread the news around. I've been swimming in a river of songs, and I'm here to pass them on. I've been swimming in a river of songs ever since I was born. I've been a rover, I've been a chauffeur, but truly, me, I'm a troubadour. I got the chance to play in Paris, France, and I seen things I never seen before. Martha, my bride, right by my side, she knows my mind and heals my heart. My loving wife, that woman is half my life, the other half is my guitar. I've been swimming in a river of songs, and I'm here to pass them on. I've been swimming in a river of songs, my friend, ever since I was born. When you're long gone, they'll sing your songs. Gypsy woman told me in 1910, you'll be a big name, destined for fame. You'll do more living than 10 men. I've been swimming in a river of songs, and I'm here to pass them on. I've been swimming in a river songs ever since I was born. Ever since I was born. It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk that makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line that keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory and keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're waiting on the back roads by the rivers of my memory. For hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, well, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. Well, I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, bubbling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening, a coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands, round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Billy Bragg and Joe Henry. And that train you hear is thematic to that album, which is called Shine a Light, Field Recordings from the Great American Railway. Eric Bibb and Jean-Jacques Miteau did Swimming in a River of Songs before that. A number of correct answers coming in to our high clue puzzle. Mike and Mars got it, so did Tommy in Virginia. Bruce and Ingram came up with the correct answer. Zach in Pittsburgh got it. Victor in Las Vegas came up with it too. So did Jesse in Point Breeze. Good morning, Jesse. Nice to have you with us today. Here it is again. With a tender heart, it's Castroville's claim to fame. with leaves you can eat. 412-200-5975. Settlers from Italy. Brought our haiku answer to Castroville near Monterey in California. Italy is still the country where most of these items come from, although quite a few come from California as well. We'll give you another moment to come up with the correct answer. And then we'll talk with Tom, after which we are going to talk about the Carrie Furness celebration that is taking place today with historian Jaquay Edward Carter. There's an open house at the Carrie Blast Furnace today. That will be coming up shortly. First, let us say hello to Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Okay.
You came up with this, and John and Addie just got it too. What did you come up with?
Well, the one, I'm not sure if it's a fruit or a vegetable, but one thing I've never been able to really figure out is the artichoke.
The artichoke, indeed. That's a good question. I know it's considered a flower that we're eating when we eat the artichoke.
Well, this book I have is called The Green Grocer, and he used to have a program on the San Francisco television station back in the 70s where he would always explain. He worked in the, I guess, the produce terminal kind of place.
I think I remember that show, yes.
And he calls it a vegetable. So I have to go on the basis that it's a vegetable then.
Yeah, and I used to know it has to do with seeds, I think. It's interesting. Wikipedia refers to it as a plant. They dodged it. Oh, here we go. They do call it a vegetable in their description as they go through. Like a tomato is a fruit, even though we call it something other than a fruit.
I think that the Supreme Court decided that the tomato... I just remember reading something recently about the tomato when it mentioned that the Supreme Court was the one that made the decision.
Are you serious about that? That would be
Yeah, I think I read a book about tomatoes recently, and it mentioned that.
Interesting. I could see tomatoes involved with the Supreme Court, but it would be a different kind of motion. It would be a different kind of motion, not the motion typically made before the Supreme Court. Tomatoes, I know people often will call it a vegetable, but technically it's a fruit. Well done with the artichokes. Okay. That must have come to you pretty quickly.
Well, I know Castroville. I've been to Castroville, and they have a big artichoke. I would call it a statue as you come into town. I think they also have a artichoke festival every year.
Exactly. And in fact, we... took a look. They have the big, they call themselves the artichoke capital of the world, and they celebrate the artichoke. And there are a lot of pictures of folks in their gardens of artichokes doing their thing. So it's worth taking a look out there.
Yeah, I was going to mention the Green Grocer. He also mentions that Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the 70s. I'm not sure if it's still true today, but 85% of all the Brussels sprouts are grown in California along the coast between Monterey and San Francisco.
Interesting. I would think they would be from Brussels.
I guess they like the foggy weather, the cool foggy weather to grow in.
Interesting. That's news to me, but I'm not surprised. Brussels sprouts are becoming quite popular, so it would seem anyway.
I tried to grow them, but my Brussels sprout never got, the little Brussels sprout never got bigger than a pea, so I don't know what I was doing wrong.
You'll figure it out eventually. I'm sure you will. Well, thank you for checking in. Take care. Mm. And congratulations to you. If you were able to come up with the artichoke, that's today's answer, artichoke. With a tender heart, it's Castroville's claim to fame. With leaves you can eat. Wes Jones, good morning, Wes. He writes from Old Washington, smack dab in the cultural center of, well, it is the cultural center of Wills Township. Thanks so much for the waffle song. I was spellbound listening for the outcome. Never heard it before. Great song. It is a really great song, and I'm glad that you enjoyed it. Thank you for your kind note. Now, let's get ready to head into the Mon Valley here in a moment.
Hey, Pittsburgh town, smoke your town, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh town, smoke your town, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh town, smoke your town, solid steel from a Keysport town, Pittsburgh. Lord God, Pittsburgh. From the Allegheny to the Ohio, it's Pittsburgh. From the Allegheny to the Ohio, Pittsburgh. From the Allegheny to the Ohio, they're joining up in the CIO, Pittsburgh. Lord God, Pittsburgh.
Now, it is a great pleasure to welcome Jaquay Edward Carter to the radio. Good morning, Jaquay.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on again.
You bet. And I know it's a busy day. Today is an open house at the Cary Furnace, and I'm excited that you're going to be there. One of our youth reporters, Henry Bard, is going to be out there to cover the event as well. 1 to 5 o'clock is when you can stop by. And I'm all ears. Tell us a bit about the Cary Furnaces and what folks can see.
Oh, absolutely. Very excited for this afternoon. Something that I've been able to plan with Rivers of Steel and my new role as the community outreach coordinator there. So very excited to have Henry as well doing his youth reporting, and was really excited to interview with him a couple of days ago, talking about Cary Furnaces, which is a historic national landmark. It is one of a kind. It's one of the only places in America where you could see and actually touch and experience what it was like for the iron-making men in our city, of the Iron City, you know, as it was called. So this is where you can really immerse yourself into that experience. Today there will be art workshops, local musicians, live graffiti paintings, mini tours of the furnace, which I will be giving, I believe, the first tour, which may be around 1:30. So looking forward to seeing folks at that time. And also some blacksmith demonstrations. The site has become home to a lot of artists, where we do a lot of graffiti art and also metal art, which really pays homage to the iron-making history of the site.
Now, I am trying to remember exactly where... I remember the furnaces operating towards the end of my childhood. And is it Duquesne? Where were they located, or are they located?
They were blast furnaces all throughout the Mon Valley, which the song that was sort of the intro was very nice because they certainly did go up and down the Mon.
These weren't Homestead, right? I'm trying. The Cary furnaces, though, were they part of Homestead Works?
They were part of Homestead Works, but they were across the river in Swissville and Rankin borough.
Okay.
So, yeah, but Duquesne certainly had blast furnaces as well. They were called Dorothy there, and they were all named after women, usually women in the family of the iron or steel workers, the iron or steel owners, you know, such as Carnegie, Jones and Lachlan. You know, they would name them after their wives or daughters, mothers, things like that. So Cary is actually located across from Homestead, but it did supply the iron necessary to make steel in Homestead.
And do you know roughly when it stopped operating?
Yes, Cary furnaces actually began in 1884 and then ran all the way until around 1984, so about 100 years. And then Homestead would close subsequently in 1986.
Okay, that matches my memory pretty well, because when I got out of college in 83, one of my first jobs was to evaluate and sort of walk through every U.S. steel mill in the Mon Valley. At the time, I think there were nine. One of which was Cary Furnaces. I'm trying to remember. We had Irvin Works, E.T., Clairton, Duquesne. I'm going to be missing some. National Tube was there at the time. I mean, there was quite a list of those. But it was something to see those mills and their history. And most were still operating at the time. I know.
Wow.
I'm missing a few. I can't. Homestead, of course, one of the big ones.
Oh, no, that was pretty good. You pretty much named many of them, you know, in the Mon Valley area. In 1983, well, that was the year I was born. So I actually, you know, remember seeing the mills empty and sort of idle, but never got to see them, you know, sort of in their heyday. So it's great to be able to give tours and, you know, experience what it was like at the blast furnaces there. Very cool place.
Yeah, and they were certainly, for the most part, in their final days, as I had a chance to see them, with the exception of Clairton, Irwin Works, and E.T., which are still going strong. Seeing them. So today, people, can you simply show up, or do you need to register in advance?
Well, it is an open house, so there is no registration. We are inviting everyone from the area who can make it there. There is a free shuttle service running from 12:30 p.m. until 5 o'clock p.m., from the Carnegie Free Library of Swissville on Monongahela Avenue, the Rankin Borough Building on Hawkins Avenue, and also the Braddock Battlefield History Center on 6th Avenue, I'm sorry, on 6th Street in Braddock. So those are some shuttle spots. If people can't drive in, they can certainly get on the shuttle at those locations, or they can also just stop down and see us at the Cary Blast Furnaces.
So if you go to riversofsteel.com, you'll see that today open a house at the Cary Blast Furnace. I never knew how Cary and Dorothy and those furnaces got their names, so I'm glad you mentioned that. It's today, anytime between 1 and 5 o'clock. Look for Jaquay Edward Carter, historian. He'll be out there. And I'm really glad that we're able to talk about this morning. I know it's a busy day, and I hope it goes well.
Yes, this was great, Larry. Thanks so much for having me, and thanks to everyone there at SLB.
You bet. Our pleasure. Thanks, Jaquay. Take care.
Take care.
That's Jaquay Edward Carter, and we're so grateful to have him with us, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online, at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including SOBRadio.org/radio. Tim O'Brien, song by Lee Robinson and Yip Harburg. The Sound Hound is coming by. So nice to have the Sound Hound laying by my feet last week as I was recovering from pneumonia. The cats let him in. George the Cat and Elroy the Cat and the Sound Hound make a good trio.